Hey, Sister Amon.
What?
Are you ready to do our edification audio tonight?
I'm ready.
Oh, you're full of joy. So am I. We had an awesome day today. We hope you're all doing well. We hope you had just a fraction of a good day as we had.
Right. You know what? Every day is an awesome day in the Lord because, you know, there's probably not a day goes by that I don't remember who I used to be.
Yeah.
For the fact of thanking God for what an awesome thing He has wrought. A miracle.
Praise God.
In both of us, because I know how awful you are.
In us and the brothers and sisters we know.
Yes, amen. Yeah. Praise God.
Praise God for the work He's done on us via the gospel and Christ's death, burial, and resurrection.
Yeah.
We hope you're all doing well. We had a rainy day today, and eventually it stopped, and the sun came out, so it was nice, but that didn't stop us. We got a lot of stuff done. Sister Amon, what did you get done in the gospel van today?
Well, I got quite a bit done, but one thing that I did get done was I gave God glory for the thunder and the rain that came, because we're all cozy in the van, and I was sitting here all curled up on my chair there looking out the window, thanking God for His awesome creation.
Yeah, we like rainy days in van life. Now, if they don't last 3 days, that's kind of nice, but we don't mind a good rainy day. I love sleeping in van life in the rainy day. So, yeah, it is like, it's kind of like cozying up in our little cabin here.
Yeah,
our cabin has four wheels on it, so.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and it was nice because it was kind of cloudy, and then this big cloud came over and rained, and then it was like, you could watch the blue skies come in and the sun. It was just like amazing to see the contrast of both, you know, kind of dark and light.
Amen, but, amen.
Yeah,
the other day we saw a rainbow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool.
Didn't last long,
yeah, so what did you get done in the van?
I tore out my cupboards. Well, I didn't tear my cupboards out. I tore them apart with all the stuff in them, and just kind of sorted, reorganized, gifted a brother some extra things that we thought maybe he would want to use, and it just feels really good. And then I cleaned out the cooler and some
other things. I always see you shoving and stuffing and putting and finding spots for stuff, and then it's always good every couple of months at least to go back, regroup, and repack.
Yeah, because when you live in a small space...
Space is a premium.
Yep, all the little spaces get filled in with things over time, you know, because you don't always tear it apart all the time. And so, you know what it's like? It's like that pantry thing. I talked about this last night, what I was going to do, so...
Yep. So you did a good job.
Or the other day, I didn't get a chance to, but yeah, praise God. It's like good, godly, Titus 2, Proverbs 31 duties, and very satisfying.
Yep, and then you had a sister's call. What did you talk about on the sister's call?
Just a little encouragement and...
Titus 2 stuff.
Yeah.
A new sister settling into her new environment.
Yep.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, so it's just a real quick encouragement call to lift us all up and give joy to the Lord.
Yeah, yeah. I, after the rain cleared out, got to do maintenance on the gospel van. I had to change the oil and stuff. And then, young brother showed up. He's a van dweller too. And he got to learn how to change his own oil. So that was pretty awesome.
You know what's nice about that?
What?
He didn't do it grudgingly either. He was like looking forward to it.
Yeah, he was. He said he wants to learn all that stuff. Yeah. So that was pretty awesome. We got to do that, and the rain cleared out just in time. So it was perfect. And then probably the highlight of the day, I think, was us brothers all got on the phone like we do every day. We edify. People ask us, what do you guys do? Well, we message each other every day like the sisters do. And we get to see each other's form now, so everybody sees who's being edified and how. And then the brothers get together, and whoever can, some of the brothers might have to work sometimes in the evening. But usually we can all get together. They work during the day mostly. And we get on Messenger, and we just edify each other in the Word and let the Spirit lead.
Mm-hmm.
And the sisters listen in, so it's always a blessing. But today was a little bit different, wasn't it, Sister Amon? What happened today?
There was a couple phone calls with a couple seekers.
Yeah. So we had a phone call, two phone calls, one with a seeker man and another with another seeker man. But this is interesting. What I wanted to talk about was, if you wonder if street preaching works, both these men we met when we were street preaching. Me, I met one. My brother met another one out street preaching. So when you go out in street preaching and you preach Christ crucified and lift him up, guess what? People with ears to hear it.
Right.
And they're sometimes interested to come and talk.
Yep.
And they go even further sometimes and they follow up and want to meet and talk.
Yeah, and that's even rarer. Yeah.
So that's what we had today with these two brethren. And it was pretty awesome. Street preaching works, is what I want to say. And the people tell you, oh, this doesn't work. Yeah, for the sheep of God and the people who really want to hear, it does work.
Yeah.
Jesus was a street preacher, so was Paul, so was Peter, so was John the Baptist. So, so one man was asking about, the question he asked was, what exactly is it to be born again, and how does it happen? And he had a bunch of different questions about it. And I just wanted to read this verse, John 3, 7 and 8. Marvel not that I say unto thee, Jesus said, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listen, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh, and whether it goeth. So it is everyone that is born of the Spirit. So it was pretty interesting. We had quite a detailed talk with all the brothers chiming in, him listening, asking questions about what it means to be born again, who God gives the Spirit to, them that obey him, and all of that. And what we all came to figure out, and this young man especially figured out, is, guess what? None of us can figure out exactly how that works. Meaning, Jesus said the Spirit's like the wind. You don't see it, can't tell where it's going, don't know where it's coming from. And so what do we do, Sister Amin? We don't try to figure out the moves of God exactly beyond what he told us in the Word. We just accept it, go with it, trust in it, are thankful for it, and let God do his work in us.
Right, exactly.
Does that make sense?
It does, yeah.
Any thoughts about being born again?
Well, I do.
Big wide open topic.
Well, I know I've said it before, and I'll continue saying it. The day I heard it was the day, I think of this Acts 2. And it says, it's about Acts 2:37. And now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart. Yep. I knew right then I was pricked in the heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, I said this too, the men and brethren, what shall we do?
What shall we do?
Like, how do you become born again?
Right.
And so I thought that was a really good question to examine, because I don't know. I know for myself, when I heard the gospel changed my life. It was nothing else that changed my life. It was the truth that changed it. And everybody else has a different walk. And I know sisters have, you know, they have their testimonies. And
And everybody's testimony can be a little bit different, but it's all basically, obviously, it must be doctrinal. It must be rooted on Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. But God does deal with each person a little bit individually.
Yeah, and I always tell women on the street when I'm witnessing to them, you know, being born again, I said it's in repentance and being born again. There's a time in your life when you turned away from your life and toward the Lord.
Yep.
And somewhere in there, you're born again by the Holy Spirit if you're truly his. You'll see a marked time.
The lights
in
came
your
on.
Life. It may be not one day, but you're going to remember a time period that you know for a fact, you know for sure, something drastically changed in your life.
I like what young brother said the other day. He said there was a time not long ago, because he's a new believer, he said, I had what's called an epiphany. That means just like a thought hit you, and all of a sudden, he said, I saw things different, and he said, the scales fell off my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And he could see that he had to kill his flesh. He had to see why he left the world. He could see light from dark. He could see truth from error.
Yeah.
And he was like, my life was just open up. The scales, like Paul, fell off his eyes.
Yeah.
So I like that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So yeah, this young man definitely seemed to grasp what we were talking about. And he liked what he heard. And we're waiting to hear from him to go forward to see if we can find unity and he can have fellowship with us. So that'll be exciting.
Oh, yeah. Praise God.
And then we got had another phone call with another man, this one up in Canada, and the brother was sitting with him face to face, and we all talked to him on Messenger video, and he seemed really moved as well by everything he was hearing, and we covered a whole bunch of topics, and I really liked his answer when, after we talked to him, he was actually there with somebody else, and this man left and had to go get his car and actually came back again. So that's great fruit.
Yeah.
And I love this. I loved his answer when somebody said, so you've heard the truth of the gospel. We agree on it. You heard the call for holiness and obedience. And we said, are you willing to drop your nets? And are you willing to obey and come follow Christ and be a disciple of Christ with us and come follow? Do you remember what he said, Sister Amin? He said,
I don't see any other choice.
He said, I don't think I have any choice.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, that was a really good answer. And so I loved that. And it made me think, both men are counting the cost now. So they're going to go and ponder the things that are going to have to change in their lives to find fellowship and follow Christ. Luke 14, 27 through 33. Here's kind of a big section. Did I take your scripture verse?
This is perfect. You're going to read exactly what I had. Go for it. I love
it. Sister Emma looked at me. We don't share scripture verse. She said I got her scripture verse from her. Uh-huh. It'll be good. It'll be good.
Oh, it's good.
Luke 14, 27, 33. And whosoever beareth not his cross or stake and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you intending to build a tower sitteth now first and counteth the cost whether he have sufficient to finish it? Lest happily after he hath laid the foundation is not able to finish it, all that behold it mock him, saying, this man began to build it and was not able to finish. Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting? Jesus says they'd mock. And it's almost like he says they have a right to. The guy didn't even, couldn't even finish what he started. So yeah, right. They're going to mock him.
Oh yeah.
And then saying this man, began to build a tower and was not able to finish. Or what king going to war against another king sitteth down first and consult whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000, or else while the other is yet a great ways off, he sends an ambassador and desire conditions of peace. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all he hath, he cannot be my disciples. Why did you pick that scripture verse, Sister Amen?
Well, I was just thinking about counting the cost, and we've seen people get to that place many, many times over the years. They count the cost, and many turn away. Well, we've actually seen many people start walking, and then they turn around, and they're the ones that get mocked. And so I guess I was thinking about it, watching or listening. I wasn't watching, I was listening.
Yep.
To two men be given truth, and they're like right there.
Yeah.
Just have to keep walking, and so hopefully they do. And
yep, that's what we're praying for them. We're here for them, and we'd love to help teach them, disciple them, encourage them as they do the same to us. So we're hoping that they can come and enter in biblical fellowship, and we're all just disciples of Christ seeking after Christ. So that would be an awesome thing. And that happens periodically where we get people and we talk to them and invite them and try to help them. And that's what we're trying to do, seek and save the lost, invite people to come into the marriage supper of the Lamb to join through the gospel unto Christ. So it's an exciting thing that the body gets to do.
Right. It kind of goes along, maybe. I just had a note on here that it was really nice to see the brothers or hear the brothers pouring out in their ways what they would offer.
Oh, yeah.
Scriptural insights and hope and encouragement, light and warnings. They were beseeching them, you know, to come to the truth and walk. And so, I don't know, it was really nice. It's kind of like everybody is given the opportunity. It's a blessed gift to be able to pour truth into somebody, whether or not the person receives it or not.
That's what we train up for.
It's
and
love.
And I saw something. I saw young men. These are young men that were doing this. And I saw young men using scripture, using discernment, using their experiences, using their testimony. And I said to myself, I don't even need to be here. These guys are doing an awesome job. And they did do a good job with these other men. So that's pretty, that's greatly encouraging to me to see young men that rise up because they put time in the word. Their lives are submitted. They actually love God. They love their neighbor. They care about people. And like we told these men, we don't play churchianity. We actually live this. We're disciples of Christ, and we want to serve God and serve each other and serve people. So it just kind of, it comes natural, just pours out. And you see the heart of men when there's souls on the line and they pour out to them.
Yeah, you can definitely see that their lives are focused on the Lord, His truth, His ways.
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
1 Peter 3:15, when these men are ready and given an answer mm-hmm. for the hope that lies within them. You ask them, and they're ready to give an answer for the hope that lies within them. So that was very, very awesome. Sister Amin, what else is on your mind today?
Well, I was just thinking that they're making full proof of their ministry.
Amen.
Too. I was also thinking, because you just say that I didn't even need to be there. I wouldn't need to. You said that a few times in the past few days, you know, as we watch these young men grow up and sharing in the word and stuff. Brings me back to our prior corporate world days when you're taught as a manager and a supervisor that the best way you do that is to train yourself out of a job.
Yeah.
Those underneath you, you train them so good that they're trying to get your job, then that means you're being a good supervisor, manager, or whatever.
Passing on the knowledge, passing it down. Because we're not always going to be around.
Right. So I'm not saying, you know, it's like corporate boss and, and trainee or whatever, but the Word of God does it. But to be an example and an encouragement to press one another on, it's like when we're gone, well, we're older if we are, you know, it's awesome to see like a troop growing and raising
Because I'm in the fall of my life and these young men are in the spring of their life. So if all things go as they normally do, they've got a lot of ministry ahead of them. So it's good to see them.
It's heartwarming.
Sharpening their swords on each other and knowing how to use them as well.
Oh, and they know how to sharpen too.
Yep, they do. They do. What else on your mind, Sister
Robin? Pretty awesome. Well, I do have a scripture verse. I have, this would be my verse that I usually do at the end. Are we at the end or what?
No.
Oh,
I have something else to share.
Oh, well, whatever.
Then it was, this was awesome. The audio is going to be up in the Ecclesia gathering along as well as an audio of an, another young brother, Kuo, giving his thoughts on something. But our brother was walking back after the meeting with this man. He's walking through a park and we're talking to him on Facebook Messenger. And this man goes walking by and he goes, "Would you like a gospel card?" And the guy started talking to him. It was a Sikh man. A Sikh is kind of like Hindu type of faith, that type of thing. And I did an audio real quick. I turned my audio player on, and we got an audio of him witnessing to the man. And it was pretty neat because the man said, "Oh, everybody says that they know the way." And we challenge him with, "Who is Jesus and the resurrection? And there's only one resurrection. He is the way and the life." And the guy said, "I'll have to look into this, I guess." So that was pretty awesome. After all that ministry went on with these phone calls and all this, he's walking on a trail, still giving out gospel cards. Yeah, and he met a Sikh man. Yeah. So we can hear the... we can hear the audio of that. We always challenge people from like the other religious faiths to seek and see who Christ is. And if you could find out who Christ is, he's either Lord, lunatic, or liar. Which one is he? And if they see that he's Lord, well, then they should repent and follow him. And so that was an awesome thing we got to do.
Yeah, it reminds me when we were standing out at a doing a street preach, and a woman came over by me, and she said, "Oh, there's many ways." And I challenged her. I said, "So Jesus is a liar then?" He said, "He's the way, the truth, and the life."
Amen.
And she didn't say anything. I said, "There can't be many ways. You have to admit that Jesus is a liar if your way is true."
Yeah.
She wouldn't say it.
Yeah.
She was silent. She would not say it.
Yeah, they make Jesus a liar by his own words, and that's not the biblical Savior. He's not a liar.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Tomorrow, we're going to head down the road, and we're headed towards another town, which is going to take us to a nice preach we're going to do this weekend. We just, Lord willing, we learned of this one and we're going to go do it. And our young brother's going to meet us up there. He's asked to work. Then Lord willing, he's going to meet us up there. So we're looking forward to that. Looks like it's going to be good weather. Cool fall weather is here.
Oh, yeah.
As we're in this central northern part of Wisconsin. And so we're looking forward to that preach. Before it won't be long, we're going to be headed south on our usual. As nomad van dwellers, we follow, like the God's creation, the geese, we follow the weather. Because when it's winter up here, nobody's outside to street preach to. And so we had to better weather where there's events all over the place so we can keep street preaching year-round.
Right. You know, it seems like just yesterday when we were leaving Florida, we had so much witnessing down there. I was like a little bit heartbroken to leave, even though it's so busy down there.
Yeah.
It was a little bit like, whoa, there was so much witnessing and so many people down there. To drive through the countryside as soon as you leave Florida, it's weird.
Yep.
To go from 21 or 25
million 25
million
people in Florida.
In one little area to, we love the countryside too. But now that we've kind of adjusted, it's like, oh, got to get our mindset on maybe going back into higher populated areas.
Yeah.
The time goes by so fast.
Yeah, we get to do a lot of different things. Bigger cities, country, smaller cities, events, churches. We really like that. We have a very varied ministry.
Yeah.
Because we street preach one-on-one, we do events, we stand outside churches, we're online, we have brethren that we fellowship with, so we get to do a lot of different things.
Right, and the brethren are training up that way too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, all the men are street preaching out there witnessing, and even the sisters are going out handle. The sisters walk with their kids and go and hand out gospel cards.
Oh, yeah.
And do the support their husbands in their ministry as well, along with their Titus II duties.
Oh, yeah, and out on the streets and the events. And
yeah, Paul always prays the women that were helping with the gospel. So women, we teach about that all the time. Women have an awesome job in the Lord in ministry. They just can't teach or take authority over men. Other than that, women can do all kinds of things in ministry.
Right.
It's a glorious thing, so... any last thoughts or your scripture, Sister Amin?
Mm-hmm.
Did you enjoy this day, though, today?
Oh, yeah.
Hearing those men being edified, hearing the brothers pour out.
Yeah, it was really encouraging.
Got to talk to your sisters. Yeah, it was awesome.
I was going to read Ephesians 5:17. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And then I wanted to read what the will of the Lord is. Matthew 7:21. And this is just one verse. I mean, yeah, there's a whole bunch. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven.
Yeah, do the will.
So we need to do his will in order to...
It reminds me of the verse the brother read tonight. He talked about how can we do the will of God? And Jesus said, this is the will of the Father. Believe on the one he sent, which means not just believe head knowledge. But to believe on Christ means if you believe on Christ, we explained this to the man today. If you believe on Jesus, you believe he's God. You believe he's Savior. You believe he died for your sin and rose again. You believe he calls you to obey him and follow after him. So that's what we're called to do.
Read
so
the whole gospel.
Yeah, good verse, good verse. So yeah, it was a really full day today. And I don't know about you, Sister Alma, but I'm ready to rest.
You know what? Every night just seems so full. And our old tents are getting older and older and more weary. But you know what? We just keep going and going.
He keeps giving us everything we need.
Our candle goeth not out at night.
Amen. And our lamps are not out of oil.
Right.
We're not going to run out of oil. That we're determined to do that.
Right.
Oh, I need to say this.
What?
I made a decision. And
I
shared it with the brothers. It's been a long time coming. I kind of can't believe I decided to do this, but it's really on my heart, and it's time. I'm going to finish Philippians verse by verse, and the very next book I'm taking on, I think it's time, we're going to go into the book of Revelation, and we're going to go through the book of Revelation verse by verse. I think where the world's headed, I think it's time to make sure I'm prepared, my house is prepared, my brethren's prepared for what's coming. And it does say, it does talk about blessed is he who knows and does the things in this book. So we're going to go on a journey verse by verse through the book of Revelation. So maybe you'll be interested in following that along with us. Are you excited about that, Sister Emma?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot in there that's, we'll just say, interesting to say the least.
Yep.
But yeah,
it's going to be an interesting journey. So looking forward to doing that. And I just, I don't know, my heart's really full today. It is every day, but it's really full today, and it really it gave me great joy to see my wife edifying with some sisters, and then I see these young brothers stepping up to help these other men, and I see them contending for the faith, and I'm really thankful for the unity of the brethren and sisters that we have, brothers and sisters, and that how God is moving and God is glorified. And I see these people rising up to love God and love each other. And that's, I don't know, there's, I think this side of heaven, I don't know what else could be any more eternal than seeing people that love God, love each other, and are seeking the kingdom together in biblical unity. We don't have a bunch of doctrinal issues where we divide on. We don't have a bunch of compromise. We actually all have the same mind and are speaking the same things for the Lord. That's a beautiful thing to behold. Have you pondered that, Sister Amin?
Oh, yeah, definitely, because it's rare. There's so much division out there and so much sin separating everything. So,
yeah,
to see that, it is an awesome thing. The Bible comes to life.
Yep, it is, and God's glorified. Christ is lifted up. So I love that, seeing his young brothers and these sisters rising up, being trained up. And so it's a joy to behold. So I just thank the Father for what he's doing, and it's just awesome to be a small part of it. And I guess I want to leave you with a scripture verse, remembering Christ our righteousness. That's what this is all about. Romans 10, 1 through 4. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness have not submitted themselves to the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law. That's Torah law he's talking about. For righteousness to everyone that believeth. So we don't have to labor in the Torah law anymore. We follow Christ. He's our perfect righteousness via the gospel. And then we walk in righteous ways, obeying him in holiness as fruit that we know him. And that's just a glorious thing to think about, the righteousness that we get to have through Christ. Without him, without the resurrection, as Paul said, we're most miserable.
Oh yeah, that's for sure.
And we have nothing else. So we get to live every day focused on the gospel, focused on the righteousness of Christ, and get to share it with others and pass it on. That's an awesome thing.
That is. That's like the greatest thing ever.
It is. It is.
I'll
I love
never
that.
Get past that. That's awesome.
I love that. So let us know how we can help you in the faith. Make sure that your life is set and believing on Christ, which means obeying and following him with all your heart. And we're here to help you in that.
Amen. Set your face like flint and go after him.
I love that. We love you all. Until next time.
Love you, sisters.
Sister Amen. What do we always say and what do we mean with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength?
May God be praised.
That's true.
Yeah.
May he be praised in our lives. Till next time.
Amen.